Day 4.
做法建议。一，听下面六个句子。请你根据所听到的内容，填写出下面句子所缺的信息，读两遍。
Number 1. You'd better see lions and tigers during the daytime.
You'd better see lions and tigers during the daytime.
Number 2. Let's have a surprise party for her next Friday, the 28th.
Let's have a surprise party for her next Friday, the 28th.
Number 3. If people have problems, they should talk to other people.
If people have problems, they should talk to other people.
Number 4. Why not have the class party on the weekend?
Why not have the class party on the weekend?
Number 5. You could save more money.
You could save more money.
Number 6. You are supposed to knock before entering.
You are supposed to knock before entering.
二，听下面六段短对话，请你根据所听到的内容，填写出下面短对话所缺的信息，读两遍。
Number one, how about going to the art museum? There are some special German paintings there right now.
Sure. When do you want to go?
Next weekend.How about going to the art museum? There are some special German paintings there right now.
Sure. When do you want to go?
Next weekend. Number 2. What do you think I should do? Can you give me some advice?
I think you should go to college.
What do you think I should do? Can you give me some advice?
I think you should go to college.
Number 3. I hope to work outside. Do you have any suggestions?
You could help to clean up the city parks.
I hope to work outside.Do you have any suggestions?
You could help to clean up the city parks.
Number 4. We need to come up with a plan for the city park cleanup day.
Let's have lunch first.
No, we need to start now. Cleanup day is only 2 weeks from now.We need to come up with a plan for the city park cleanup day.
Let's have lunch first.
No, we need to start now. Cleanup day is only 2 weeks from now. Number 5. What's wrong with you?
I'm really tired because I studied until midnight last night.
Why don't you go to sleep earlier this evening? What's wrong with you?
I'm really tired because I studied until midnight last night.
Why don't you go to sleep earlier this evening? Number 6. My best friend is more popular than me. I want to be like him. What should I do?
You should just be yourself.
My best friend is more popular than me. I want to be like him. What should I do?
You should just be yourself.
Sam, 听下面四段长对话，请你根据所听到的内容填写出下面长对话所缺的信息，读两遍。
Number 1. Hey Bert, I think I've made Alice mad, and I'm not sure what to do about it.
What happened?
You know, Julie is Alice's best friend, right? The more I get to know Julie, the more I realize that we have a lot in common. So we've been spending more time together lately.
But what's wrong with that?
It makes Alice unhappy, because she thinks Julie is now better friends with me than with her.
I see. Why don't you ask Alice to join you each time you do something with Julie? Then she won't feel left out.
Oh, good idea. That can make our friendship stronger. Hey, Bert, I think I've made Alice mad, and I'm not sure what to do about it.
What happened?
You know, Julie is Alice's best friend, right? The more I get to know Julie, the more I realize that we have a lot in common. So we've been spending more time together lately.
But what's wrong with that?
It makes Alice unhappy, because she thinks Julie is now better friends with me than with her.
I see. Why don't you ask Alice to join you each time you do something with Julie? Then she won't feel left out.
Oh, good idea. That can make our friendship stronger. Number 2. Hey, Ben, for the party next week, should we ask people to bring food?
No. Let's order food from a restaurant. If we ask people to bring food, they'll just bring potato chips and chocolate because they'll be too lazy to cook.
Okay. For the games, do you think we should give people some small gifts if they win?
I think that's a great idea. If we do that, more people will want to play the games.
Yes, the games will be more exciting too. Hey, Ben, for the party next week, should we ask people to bring food?
No. Let's order food from a restaurant. If we ask people to bring food, they'll just bring potato chips and chocolate because they'll be too lazy to cook.
Okay. For the games, do you think we should give people some small gifts if they win?
I think that's a great idea. If we do that, more people will want to play the games.
Yes, the games will be more exciting, too.
Number 3. Hey, Julie, I plan to watch TV tonight. Do you want to join me?
Sure. What do you want to watch?
Well, what do you think of talk shows?
I don't mind them, but sometimes they can be a bit boring.
That's true. Do you want to just watch the news?
I guess so. Maybe we can watch that new talent show after the news. I usually can't stand talent shows, but that one is quite funny.
Okay, sure. Hey, Julie, I plan to watch TV tonight. Do you want to join me?
Sure. What do you want to watch?
Well, what do you think of talk shows?
I don't mind them, but sometimes they can be a bit boring.
That's true. Do you want to just watch the news?
I guess so. Maybe we can watch that new talent show after the news. I usually can't stand talent shows, but that one is quite funny.
Okay, sure.
Number 4. Can you go shopping with me next week?
Sure, I'd love to. When shall we meet?
Well, what are you going to do on Monday evening?
I must study for the English test. What about Tuesday evening?
It's fine for me. Let's see you then. Can you go shopping with me next week?
Sure, I'd love to. When shall we meet?
Well, what are you going to do on Monday evening?
I must study for the English test. What about Tuesday evening?
It's fine for me. Let's see you then.
Number 4. 填写出下面独白所缺的信息，读两遍。
Number 1. Sometimes relations between your parents may become difficult. At home, you may feel lonely and nervous. It's not easy being your age, and it's normal to have these feelings for teenagers. Why don't you talk about these feelings with your family?If your parents are having problems, you should offer to help. Maybe you could do more jobs around the house so that they have more time for proper communication. Secondly, why don't you sit down and communicate with them? You should explain that you don't mind them doing something. I hope all you will feel better in the future.
Sometimes relations between your parents may become difficult. At home, you may feel lonely and nervous. It's not easy being your age, and it's normal to have these feelings for teenagers. Why don't you talk about these feelings with your family? If your parents are having problems, you should offer to help. Maybe you could do more jobs around the house.So that they have more time for proper communication. Secondly, why don't you sit down and communicate with them? You should explain that you don't mind them doing something. I hope all you will feel better in the future.
Number 2.I think it is important for children to learn how to do chores and help their parents with housework. It's not enough to just get good grades at school. Children these days depend on their parents too much. They're always asking, "Could you get this for me?" or "Could you help me with that?" Doing chores helps to develop children's independence.And teaches them how to look after themselves. It also helps them to understand the idea of fairness. The earlier kids learn to be independent, the better it is for their future.
I think it is important for children to learn how to do chores and help their parents with housework.It's not enough to just get good grades at school. Children these days depend on their parents too much. They're always asking, "Could you get this for me?" or "Could you help me with that?" Doing chores helps to develop children's independence and teaches them how to look after themselves. It also helps them to understand the idea of fairness.The earlier kids learn to be independent, the better it is for their future.
Number 3. In Switzerland, it's very important to be on time. We're the capital of clocks and watches, after all. If someone invites you to meet them at noon, you are expected to be there at noon. If you're even 15 minutes late, your friend may get mad. So I make an effort to be on time when I meet my friends. I always leave the house early to avoid heavy traffic because I think it's impolite to keep others waiting. Also, we never visit a friend's house without calling first. We usually make plans to see friends. We usually plan to do something interesting or go somewhere together.
In Switzerland, it's very important to be on time. We're the capital of clocks and watches, after all. If someone invites you to meet them at noon, you are expected to be there at noon. If you're even 15 minutes late, your friend may get mad. So I make an effort to be on time when I meet my friends. I always leave the house early to avoid heavy traffic because I think it's impolite to keep others waiting. Also, we never visit a friend's house without calling first. We usually make plans to see friends. We usually plan to do something interesting or go somewhere together.
Number 4. Students these days often have a lot of worries. Sometimes they have problems with their schoolwork, and sometimes with their friends. What can they do about this? Some people believe the worst thing is to do nothing. Robert Hunt advises students about common problems. It is best not to run away from our problems. We should always try to solve them. He thinks the first step is to find someone you trust to talk to. This person doesn't need to be an expert like himself. Students often forget that their parents have more experience than them and are always there to help them. In English, we say that sharing a problem is like cutting it in half. So you're halfway to solving a problem just by talking to someone about it.
Students these days often have a lot of worries. Sometimes they have problems with their schoolwork and sometimes with their friends. What can they do about this? Some people believe the worst thing is to do nothing. Robert Hunt advises students about common problems. It is best not to run away from our problems. We should always try to solve them. He thinks the first step is to find someone you trust to talk to. This person doesn't need to be an expert like himself. Students often forget that their parents have more experience than them and are always there to help them. In English, we say that sharing a problem is like cutting it in half. So you're halfway to solving a problem just by talking to someone about it.